Hey everyone, welcome to episode 7 of Adulting on Hard Mode. I'm your host, Tanya.
I'm Carrie.
And we're gonna just kind of get into things today. We've been following up. We were discussing kind of right before here what we were gonna talk about. And so we're gonna start off with the main kind of little thing that we have kept going, which is the gaming survey apps, which this week has or this month has been Swagbucks and Macadam, and trying to use those where we can. It's been super interesting kind of to see the shift between our dedication levels, I guess.
I know. I'm trying so hard. It's just so hard for me to get into the gaming stuff because I'm not getting points still. And
Yeah,
so
it's just like not connecting.
And so, like, really at this point, I'm only doing it because we said we were going to do it for March. Like, I'm not getting anything out of it except for frustration.
Yeah. Are you doing the surveys? Like, I mean, we can use the whole app. So, like, in
Yeah,
general.
I've been doing surveys. I wanted to focus on the games because that's what, because we said
Yeah.
we were going to do the gaming app. I did send in a receipt on Swagbucks and stuff. I am using the receipt, the Magic Shop or whatever, and every single time I get an email saying that there's a sale, I at least go look because they have like 65% off at like Walmart sometimes.
Oh wow, yeah. Yeah, and I think in general, like we did say games, since we're just kind of going through this, maybe we just say like we're using these two apps
Maps
right
in
now.
general. Yeah.
Yeah, because in general, I guess that's kind of how I've kind of taken it. So I'll try to still do surveys on them. I think I've managed to like complete three on Macadam that I qualified for. And so I still find myself going to the games. I have a much easier time with the games on Macadam. It connects easy. I'm getting all of my points. It's working great. The surveys are easy as well. Like I'm not as emotionally drained by them as I was like Branded and Addipal for whatever reason. I actually end up getting stuck and like disassociating a little bit too long on the games for how much you actually like make. But I'm at like 40 or 45,000 points already on Macadam. I know 30 is $15, so I'm kind of calculating it, getting it up there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I feel like this is a good concept. I really do. If I could get my stuff to connect, I would be playing games all day long. And again, one of the major differences between our experience is that I'm on an iPhone, you're on an Android, that may or may not have anything to do with why I'm having connectivity issues and why you're not. It could not. But
And I don't know, like I told you, like specifically the Macadam's the one that on Swagbucks, it's so weird because it'll like connect at first. And so I get points for the initial play, but then anytime I go back into it, which I open everything through the app that I'm supposed to get points in. So like there shouldn't be a connectivity issue. There shouldn't be any of that. And it doesn't calculate. So like for me, in terms of at least the game part on Swagbucks, that's a no. I've saved my receipts. I still need to scan them in. I have a pile of like four receipts because I don't really do very much shopping. And then
I was
that's.
checking my Macadam just to see, and I've tried to download games through Macadam, and it doesn't even acknowledge that it's. I don't know what it is. I
I
really
forgot to
don't.
look when I was there too because I saw it said like, oh, I should look when I'm there. I was absolutely drained when I was there this weekend. I feel like our roles kind of flipped too at like this weekend was kind of our turning points for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I did download just because we are doing the games. I did download Misplay, and that's where I really disassociate because they have so many games. I'm getting all the points for it, and I did see though that is an Android only situation, but I've used it before and I liked it before. I still like it. It's very easy to get rewarded for. It sets clear goals. It connects. It like runs as an overlay in your phone. And that's why it's an Android thing, not an iPhone thing. I found my overlay apps are Android only usually. So I like that.
Sorry.
No, you're good. What were you saying? Oh, I was just saying, like, so I've really liked the missed play, though I'm not getting as much of a reward for it because I found myself going back to the apps that I played already. You get the most reward for starting new games from scratch versus continuing your old games.
That's what I saw. I mean, I can see that on Macadam and Swagbucks, like just downloading the new game. You get way more points than you do if you were to reach like level 100 and stuff like that. I mean, and
yeah,
like I said, I think it's a really good concept. I just can't get it to connect. So for me, it's a way I've been focusing on like the Twitch and other side hustles.
Yeah. How has the Twitch been going this week?
This week has been non-existent. This week is my struggle week. But last week, like the weeks that I was doing it, it went okay. My struggle with it is I let my anxiety get in the way, really is what it is. Like I can see when people show up, which is fine. But if you talk to me, then I'm like, you know, and then so I just don't talk. I'm trying to get built up to that, to like be able to talk. And then I don't have the endurance to go hours into streaming. Like it physically exhausts my body to go up to an hour of streaming. And so I think it's just because of my disabilities is what it is. So I mean, if I could get my endurance up, I would think I would enjoy it, especially the gaming. Like if I could game on it, I think I would enjoy it. I just haven't gotten to a point where I can actually do that.
I think for you, probably for like me too, if I try to do it, a lot of the anxiety is related to you not knowing what's going to happen. Like you have all the fear over somebody talking to you. And I remembered seeing somebody say something about flexible mode versus safe mode. And so you have to stay in that flexible and be prepared for change. And you're thinking about what you'll do if there is a change. And that's exhausting to have your mind running like that.
Yeah, I really think for me, it's just people watching me, like perceiving me. I don't know what it is where it's like, I think it's because I think it's just because I've been really triggered this month. Like now that I'm kind of diving deeper into it in my head.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I think it's just because I've been really triggered.
Probably not just that, but also like you're out of your meds right now too.
Yeah, I mean there's a lot of factors,
but yeah.
I've only been doing co-working streams, and so with my co-working streams I'm literally just sitting there reading. Mm-hmm. And so for someone to come in and start watching me just read, I'm like, why and who and why? And
but isn't that like what you like to do? Like
is But you I don't started, watch. I thought.
Okay.
But like, I don't sit there and like watch the screen. Like, I work while it's. Does that make sense? I don't know if I'm explaining it right.
So maybe they're doing that too.
And see, that's where I'm trying. And that's what makes me think it's really just because I'm triggered this month, because that's my thing. Like, logically, like you're saying, I've said before, like, it doesn't bother me, or I like doing this stuff, and now all of a sudden it's bothering me. So I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's not so much the actual task of doing Twitch. It's just me being in a funk right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. That, I mean, it totally does, because of, like, last week I just couldn't do anything. So, like, I totally get it. And I think it's kind of fun to do this podcast with you here and get to kind of talk those things out, because I don't know that we've ever really been so obviously identifiable about things in our lives, especially with each other and being able to talk to it. So other apps that we did, I did the Mobi app. I tried one of the merchandising apps just to kind of see how it was. I really liked it. I have had plans this week to draw up a little map and hit up like the stores and try to do that thing. I've been so tired. I haven't really left the house. It's been a lot of convincing myself to even do the things that I have done, which is very weird, but I liked it. I got like $7. It was like $7.50 is the compensation. Like it's point for penny. Mm-hmm. And I think I spent maybe 10 minutes just taking pictures quick at the grocery store and then left. So really not bad.
That sounds pretty easy. I checked it out yesterday because I know I told you yesterday, I'm assuming, that I was going to do a route.
Yeah.
And try. It was yesterday. Okay.
Yesterday or the day before. I don't know what day.
Something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was this week, but I was going to do a route and I was looking at some of the tasks and it was like, you have to talk to a customer service person. Mm-hmm. And that, again, with my anxiety right now, just freaked me out so bad because I don't like talking to strangers. And if I have to talk to a stranger, no. And so I chickened out.
No, the one I picked, and it's at like a bunch of the stores, it's called like a Tootsie Roll or something.
Yes.
And it's just taking, you don't have to talk to anybody with that one. You're just taking pictures of the front end registers.
Okay.
And the displays there. That's it.
Okay. And see, I saw that one, but I obviously didn't look at it more into it. The first one that I clicked on, it was like, you're going to have to talk to this person in technology. And I was like, oh, no.
I noticed that the ones that pay more, you have to go in and interact with people. And the lower point ones are more like you're just going in and taking pictures. So.
Okay. So see, it's still a good option if you don't like talking to strangers. I just haven't explored that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just haven't explored the app very much. I've really have been focusing on reading and trying to do school this week.
That's okay. That's totally fine. That's what I was going to mention. Like you have been doing school again this week as well as being out of your medications and super traumatized. So you really do have like a lot going on in the background. It's not just you're being lazy. There's just a lot going on this week for you.
There is. It's been a hard week.
Yeah. And I have been doing the TikTok recipes, the AI recipes. That's been a struggle for me. I went to do one yesterday and that's when I realized that I must have been deeper than I thought on the fluoxetine because I didn't have any, I was missing several basic food ingredients. Like I didn't have garlic. We always have like a container of garlic and we ran out several weeks ago. We didn't have Worcestershire sauce. Like we didn't have a lot of those little pantry items. I'm not sure when I let them go, but trying to pick that back up tonight even. And it's a little bit of forcing myself to get back to doing things again. But definitely. Between that and then Shopify has been still my main thing.
Yeah.
So what had happened was, I've been really kind of thinking about it because I have the pet store thing and wanted to do the Printify tied into it, but I was using a specific app through Shopify called CJ Dropshipping. Mm-hmm. And the more I thought about it, the more I don't want to use them because of the fact that there's an additional shipping fee. So there's the cost of the products and then an additional shipping fee on top of that as well for a lot of their products. There's like a few that weren't. And I knew that Zen Masters, they didn't have the additional shipping fee that was just included in the product cost. So you can market free shipping and things like that. And so I actually went and deleted all the products off of my shop because I'm only going to pull ones that have free shipping in it. I just kind of decided because I didn't feel I just didn't feel right about it. And I wanted to have that be able to say, like, hey, free shipping on these things too, to help kind of balance out costs and things and make it more attractive. So I think right now I have one item in my store again because I was like, blah, blah.
And see, I kind of took a step back from Shopify, from my Shopify store, and honestly, I might close it for the time being, or at least in May once the dollar
Thing is up.
promotion is up. Just because for me, the main source of promotion for my Shopify account and success was TikTok. And so for me, logically, to restart that shop, I need 5,000 followers. And so it would be smart for me to keep it eventually when I get that and can open the shop again. But until then, I'm not using it. I'm not promoting it. Like, my heart isn't in it because I don't want to sell clothes. I want to sell crystals. And so that's why I've been putting more time and effort into the crystal shop on Etsy instead of the Shopify store, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. I for me, I need it like perfect. Like, could somebody throw up and do all these things? But probably. I had done the TikTok shop, added like two items, and was like, immediately, you don't get to do this.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't understand that. That one was I when you told me that you had immediately got banned and you hadn't done anything, I was like,
I think I listed one or two items and immediately it was banned. And that shop had been, I'd had the shop up for a week or two before I finally added an item and then immediate shutdown. So I also am just kind of like, oh, TikTok shop doesn't really feel worth the time. And that's why I think I kind of like dropped the store. And I want to have the free shipping things, and I really want to focus on, I really want to do Printify stuff. I really want to do t-shirts and matching dog shirts and, stickers and coffee cups, like those things, and have them be funny or relatable. That's what I really, really want. And so I don't know if I can do that with the Shopify store, and kind of arrange it, but I would still totally have like a pet collection of pet and household items. But then I would also probably turn it into a general store and have like a lady recommended items with like diffusers and things like that that I like,
I think that would be a good idea. I really think it would be better on Etsy. I don't know. I've just been having a lot of success with Etsy over Shopify, and I really think it's just the way that they promote. Like, I'm still spending. Okay, let me start from the beginning. So with my crystal shop on Etsy, I set it up. It's 20 cents per listing, like, to get it set up. And then once it renews, it's another 20 cents. But my stuff isn't good. I set it up like a couple of days ago. It's not going to renew until July, so that's 20 cents. I have 16 listings, right? The Etsy ads, you don't pay for the ads until someone clicks on the ad. So I've only spent $14 in ads total, and I've made like 6 sales already. In the week that it's been up, I mean, it hasn't even been a full 7 days that my shop has been up, and four of those sales were from ads that Etsy had put out on my behalf. Does that make sense? So, it's easier because it's so integrated with everything versus Shopify, where you have to install all of those separate apps. You have to link it to Amazon and Etsy and, like, all of those different things. It's just easier. It's more user friendly. It's cheaper. I'm spending less money on that than I was on my Shopify store running ads for my Shopify store, if that makes sense.
And I haven't even ran any ads for it because I haven't had it where I wanted it to be yet. Because I'm also like, it's $1 a month right now, and so I want to just get whatever the heck I want figured out while while it's at that price point, so that if that doesn't work out, I can just cancel it.
Yeah.
And so I do want to do the Etsy. I want to do all the Printify items on Etsy, but still have the Shopify store, I think, because there's just a few other things that I'm kind of like, I kind of like them. I kind of would like to sell them. So,
I mean, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. It might even be something where I just focus. Well, I just need to figure out even the listing from Printify to Shopify. We had issues with that because that was where I was initially going to do first. So
I had issues with that. And honestly, if you could connect your Printful shop to Etsy directly, I would do that versus Printful to Shopify to Etsy, because I think that it was just messed up. My problem was, is once I connected my Printify to my Shopify, it was listing those items on my shop, and then when people would try to buy them, it'd be like, oh, we can't find the SKU number, can you link the SKU? And I would go to try and I couldn't find the item. And so it was weird. So I just ended up deleting those items off my shop because it was such a hassle.
Yeah.
That it just wasn't worth it. But I think your Printify shop would do well on Etsy. I honestly do. Like I would consider doing Printful or Printify on Etsy myself with like shirts, but not the same that you were doing, but like a different type of shirts and stuff. But I mean, because
I haven't even decided like how I want to just do them, like in terms of, man, I just am out of focus. I know. In terms of the fonts, do I just want like single word things? Do I want to do funny things? And then like you do have to double check copyrights and stuff like that. And that's why I haven't done it yet, is because there's like so much anxiety around me and looking into that and getting that done. And I just want to be immediately successful too. So like I want it perfect before I do it as well. But I think for the month of April, it's going to be working on Printify and getting that up on Etsy for me, at least.
Yeah, for me, for the month of April, I honestly think it's going to be a lot of organization. This month, I set a lot of things in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I need to stop and take a step back and see what comes in and go from there. Because I'm like you, I want that instant gratification. I want to be successful immediately. I want 6 sales the first night or whatever, you know? And I'm very fortunate that I got the sales that I did. I mean, most, like some of them are from my friends, granted, but like, that's cool that my friends would support me like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the things that I have in motion take a lot of time and a lot of work and a lot of effort. And now that I kind of know what I want to do with these side hustles, like it's not so much picking, because I have my niche, you have your niche. So now that we have our niche, it's kind of perfecting it and moving on from that. I mean, because I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 arcs I'm going to be reading in the next couple of months, like 6 books.
That's, do you get paid separate for reading arcs?
No, I don't. But for me, the payment or whatever is promoting indie authors that I think deserve to be promoted. It's, attention and stuff on social media, which I need, because that's one of my side hustles, is product reviews and user content generated content. And so I need the views. And so in order to get the views to do that, I'm also reviewing books.
Yeah.
And it's have something you, I like to do. Sorry.
There's a thing that I saw that I've considered starting to do too, and that's on Amazon, just gathering the things you have that you like are on Amazon and creating video reviews on them. And then people will start to notice that.
Yes. So that's what I have been doing. Not today. I was actually looking around my house to see what I could review. I did a review on some microphones that I bought that are shit. I could review these. They're also shit. But yes, I've been doing product reviews. I'm trying to get to, like, my goal on follower count and stuff like that is to get to 5,000 because more stuff opens up at 5,000. The Amazon influencer program opens up at 5,000. That's a side hustle that you could do, product reviewing and posting videos. What is the other one? The creator program or whatever. No, oh, yeah. It's not that. Yeah. There's some, it's something else that has 5,000, but I can't remember what it is.
It's like TikTok promote where you can promote other people's stuff on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was. The showcase and stuff. And so, like I said, a lot of things are being set in motion. And so I just have to sit back and do the work.
Yeah. That's fair. And you have been. I mean, we went to the crystal shop this weekend, last weekend together, or we went to the crystal show. It was fine.
Yeah, it wasn't anything to write home about. I was actually really not upset, but it was just like, ugh, it wasn't productive for me. Yeah. I guess there was it was just very overpriced and not a lot of stuff that I wanted to get. So, or that I wanted to spend the money on to get right now. So I didn't, but
yeah, I mean, to be fair, I also thought it would be like a lot of vendors and it was just one guy selling his stuff in a hotel conference room.
Yeah. It was promoted to be bigger originally. It was supposed to be somewhere else than the hotel room. So I guess vendors backed out. I don't know what it was. I actually got an email from that guy saying that if I needed any crystals to let him know. And I was just like, no, thank you. but it is what it is. So yeah, we went to the crystal show this weekend and that was it.
Yeah. That's when, like I was saying, kind of getting into personal life a little bit more here now that we really noticed, I would say our shifts in motivation and everything kind of happened over this weekend where I'm getting more motivated and less anxious and more alert, and you've switched into more anxious and overwhelmed. And I think I said that wrong. I'm trying to remember what I said and I just completely forgot, lost my train of thought. But
yeah, there definitely has been a shift. I think for me the motivation isn't lost necessarily, it's just that I'm going through a lot and my focus has been less on side hustles and more on keeping track of time.
Yeah,
really has been my biggest, like, I'm struggling really bad with my CPTSD. I'm having a lot of symptoms right now actually, and so that's affecting my daily life really, really, really bad. And so it's almost impossible to focus on anything else. Like I can't even read for long periods of time. Like I'm reading in like small chunks at a time, all these different books, just so that I can keep doing it. But like, I haven't done any school this week. I can't focus on school. It's just not working out for me. So
yeah, that's fair. And I mean, you had extra CPTSD, but also like you're off your medications right now and you have school and we're doing all these things and, you know, insurance will kick in, but it's not going to be the same insurance. So you have a lot going on in the background right now.
Yeah, there's a lot. I think, besides the CPTSD, the second thing that's affecting me most is being off my meds. And it's not so much that I'm not even really bothered by my symptoms coming back necessarily. Just because I'm used to being sick all the time, it's the brain fog that I have again that is just impossible to get past. I mean, I keep telling myself to write everything down and I keep forgetting to get the notebook to write everything down.
I mean, that's fair. I was just looking all over for my notebook that
I left at your house to write things down.
I left my handicap placard in your car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's definitely not here at my house.
I'll have to look. I bet it's it must be in the passenger probably side, like somewhere.
It's got
to
be.
Oh, somewhere. If it's there, then that's I bet it's next to the console in the seat, because I don't go on the passenger side. I won't notice it at all.
Well, I didn't notice it until I needed it, and I was like, oh, it's not there. Oh, and like searching, and I was like, where is it? Thinking that I was just having a moment, and then I was like, oh yeah, I took it out of my car. Duh. And the amount of times that I've needed to use it since I haven't had it has exponentially gone up this week.
Bro, you have the other one on your side table.
I know, but I keep forgetting. It's the brain fog. Back full circle moment.
Because I was in my head, I was like, oh, well, that's okay. We have that extra one. And you're like, nope, I've just gone without.
Yeah, because I keep having the same thought. I'm like, oh, I have the extra. It's cool. And then I go somewhere and I need it. And I'm like, why didn't I grab the extra one? And I'm like, because I keep telling myself not to worry about it. And so I forget.
Yeah, I think afterwards we may just tell you to just go put it in there.
Yeah. It'll get better in a couple of weeks. Hopefully I'll be completely off of my medication and the withdrawal symptoms will be back to nothing.
Yeah, because the withdrawal symptoms are really what make not being on meds almost the worst.
And Cymbalta is one of the worst you can get off of.
Yeah, so. It's the SNRIs in general, because yeah. I had a heck of a time with Effexor and getting off Effexor, and so it's
horrible.
So I'm on Cymbalta right now, but it's been better. I've noticed a big change from the fluoxetine. Like, man, it was getting really bad. I looked back with my counselor over the last 6 weeks, which is how long like I had been taking fluoxetine, and that's when I stopped like sleeping. And I think since it started, I had maybe two nights a week with somebody who has no specific wake up time or bedtime, that I slept 8 hours. Everything else was 6 hours or less.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I mean, because you and I were talking almost every night and like super early in the morning because you were on my schedule.
Yeah.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not great. Well, yeah. I mean, it's not horrible. Ideal.
Yeah, I used to be able to sleep 10, 15 hours at a time, and now I can't sleep more than six. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's crazy.
And it wouldn't bother me if, like, it didn't make all of my symptoms worse. Because when we're not sleeping, the POTS, the hypotension, all that stuff is worse. So you can't even do as much. You just feel awful all day because you're really tired. But then you're even more tired because at the same time, your heart rate's like 110 while you're sitting there just trying to watch TV or read a book. And it's exhausting.
Yeah, so. That and then dealing with those physical symptoms makes your mental health symptoms worse, because you feel like crap that you can't do anything, which makes your anxiety and depression worse. I mean, yeah, it's a horrible, never-ending cycle. I hate it.
I try so hard to like be like, there's no depression. There, I know there is a little bit, and a lot of it's just related to my physical limitations, and I think that's why I can ignore it.
I just want to point out that I want to say episode one or two,
yeah.
Tanya was saying that she didn't have depression. And here we are, episode seven, admitting it.
I admit it. Well, and part of it is it hit me today. I went on a walk and I maybe 3 blocks away from the house, my left knee, which is a good one, decided it's not a good day for that.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to slow down. I'm trying to do other things. So I only went a mile, and I had been up to 3 miles walking. And that's when I get like kind of sad.
Yeah. Body grief is a powerful thing. I say body grief, but like grieving what you once were to what you are now and what you could do to what you can't do. It is such a powerful thing to experience. I don't wish it on anybody, but I mean, once you get past the initial grief and on like to the other side, it's so much better. I like, but it sucks in the process of it.
I think the process of it, the hardest part is just how suddenly it comes on. Like, yes, it's out of nowhere, and I'm just, yes, like, I can't handle this. And it's worse when you already have like anxiety, and then it makes, mm-hmm, you be depressed and your anxiety is bad. And so your body was already in fight or flight mode all the time, and now it's even worse in fight or flight mode. And so you're exhausted from literally everything, just from your feelings, and then, yeah, just from being alive, mm-hmm, because your body is fighting you being alive is what it feels like.
It definitely yeah, feels like that. I agree. And then that pushes you more into burnout quickly. Mm-hmm. And then you just have to deal with all these things and be able to still function and work a job. And it's too much. I mean, if you can do all of that stuff, kudos to you, man. I mean, I have family members. My dad just ran a triathlon or something. I mean, and he does those cold dips every morning, and he does CrossFit, and he's like amazingly in shape. And I'm like, if I think about doing that, I faint.
Yeah. Like, it's just, and I think that's part of the discouraging thing is that there's things that it's like, oh, nope, I literally cannot do that. That is a really bad idea for me. It won't work.
And I can't even turn in bed anymore without popping my hips out of place. That's how bad it is. I can't turn in bed. I look like a pregnant lady turning in bed because I do it like section at a time. And I'm like, like,
I had a conversation with Sam like last night, night before, I don't remember, but I was like, oh, like I moved and like, you know how, okay, because you're going to actually know how, you know how you move and your joint like gets stuck?
Yes.
And you have like a lot of pain and you have to like wiggle to try to get it unstuck so you can use it again?
Yeah, that's partial dislocations.
Right. Sam's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what's worse? You know what's worse than your husband saying that? What's worse is your husband going, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I'm like, you have also have the same thing that I do, sir.
Yeah. But see, like, it's kind of frustrating because I can't really gaslight myself anymore. But I'm like, what do you mean? You don't, like, get... Yeah. Stuck and have to like pop it back into place. My worst ones, I have like TMJ on my jaw, and so when I yawn, cool, it'll get stuck. Uh-huh. But my shoulder does it a lot too, and then my hips, yep, been doing it lately too.
Yeah, but imagine that. Yeah, you manifested that shit.
All right, well that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. So when's your EDS appointment?
On April 3rd. Next week. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting. We'll kind of see. I think the hard thing for me is I feel like I fall on the borderline of all the diagnoses. Uh-huh. Like even the EDS, we went through the scale,
the Beighton score.
Beighton scale. I was thinking Brighton, so I knew it wasn't right. Yeah.
I think and you both said that in the past. That's probably
I'm kind of like borderline. And that's like, I have these like borderline things. I can't do several of the things like the pinkies and the thumbs. And there's things that I can't do. I feel like I have like half. I score like halfway. Okay. And that's how I feel too, like when we did the RADS test. Like I scored like a 90. And it's like, you have autistic traits. You're not normal. But we can't tell you like how not normal you are. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like everything is like a partial for me.
I can see, here's my thing. I can see why you would think that. I do. I get that thought process. However, I also think comparing it to like my RADS or my spouse's RADS is also not the correct, is not the way to go because,
like, well, and that's not necessarily what I'm comparing it to. I mean, just in general on the scoring, when they said it, it was like above 65, you display autistic traits, but not until like 100 or 120 or like somewhere above 100 was it like, yeah, it's pretty sure. At 90, it was like, you might be, might not be, you're definitely neurodivergent, not really sure. So like, and they have overlapping traits.
I know. And I, like I said, I can see that perspective. I also just see like the autism and the EDS and stuff are spectrums. And so while you may not be on the severe side, you're still on the spectrum, if that makes sense in my head.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I feel like everything's like borderline. So I feel like it just would depend on who I go to as to who's going to say yes or no. Like,
yeah, and see, that's where I'm, and that's where I'm, because in my head, when people say borderline, that's doctor speak for they think you're faking.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying it depends on who I go to, they're gonna say yes or no.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, even if you don't have EDS, you might still have HSD, hypermobile spectrum disorder, or I mean, you might just have arthritis. I mean, for all we know.
I do have arthritis.
I mean, I know you have arthritis. I have arthritis. I just, like, I keep going back to, I don't have some things on the Beighton score, like on the Beighton scale. I don't have a 9 out of 9. Mm. And I don't have some traits of EDS that I have of other traits that I have, like, really bad traits of. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm like, yeah, I can see that thinking, but like, I don't either. So, and that's where the comparison, because I'm comparing you to me, not.
Okay. That's
like, does fair. That make sense?
Whereas, yeah, that makes fair.
So.
Well, should we just chat about what books we're doing and reading, do self-care and call it a day?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. So we had been focusing a lot on books. Both of us really like reading books and consuming literature in general. And so it made sense for both of us to like uptick our reading or try to make it a side hustle or content and stuff like that. So I'm currently, like I said, I'm reading 6 different ARCs right now. ARCs is advanced reader copies. And basically what I did was get on TikTok and Instagram, and I looked at indie authors pages, or if they came up on my For You page while I was scrolling, and I would look through and look at their content and see if I liked the type of book that they were putting out. And I would either DM them with a little pitch of like, hey, I'm Carrie, I do this, this is my follower account, like, I would love an opportunity. That was the big thing. I would love an opportunity to do this for mm-hmm. you. And, or I would sign up through, I have an app called NetGalley. NetGalley is an ARC reading platform that you can sign up for ARC copies and stuff. And so I've applied for over 6, but I've gotten 6 back so far. So I'm in the process of reading a YA, a cozy mystery, a dark romance, and a cozy adventure.
Oh wow, okay,
like I'm all across.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's a good spectrum though, like that's, you know.
Well, I yeah, and I'm loving it. All of the stories that I've started or have read have been absolutely amazing. Mm. And I can't, like, my problem right now is that I want to put videos out on these books and I can't until the release dates, and so I'm like, I just want to say something.
That's great though. That's like, I mean, that's such a great review for them. Do you want to share the names of them currently or no? I don't know what the rules are.
I can share the name of one because it's out already. Mm-hmm. It's called Kiva's Dream. Let me look up the author because her name is a little hard to pronounce for me.
That's okay.
But
Kiva,
it was
like K-I-V-A?
K-E-V-A. Okay. And it's it was the author's debut novel. It was really good. It's a billionaire romance. The spice was excellent. The female main character is strong, independent. She doesn't take crap from anybody. The male main character knows what he wants. Is like, so, I mean, it was good. It was really good. I enjoyed it. The author is getting good reviews on her book so far, so that makes me really happy. And it was just an overall good experience. It was a quick read.
Yeah. I'm listening to the Unmarked Witch series. That one started off slower, but it's like one of the trial tournament type ones. The first book is, the second book is like a continuation of the love story that started in the first book and everything. But I liked it. It started off super slow. I had trouble. I think I tried starting this book. I did it on audiobook. I tried starting it like two or three times before I finally got hooked into it. But now I'm really hooked in it. The book that I'm reading right now is called The Gale, and it's a dystopian. Mm-hmm. Dystopians are kind of like my soft spot. So it is like, she's 18, so it's like borderline a YA. It's a new author thing, and so far it is 3,000 years in the future. There was radiation changed people's on the north side, separation between north and north, and the princess, the heir, gets captured and is on the wrong side of the border and learning about them, kind of that trope. I foresee enemies to lovers situation, though they never really like, they were like enemies, but they were never like mean to each other. So we'll see. So far, I do really like it. I just have trouble focusing enough to like see the words when I'm reading.
Yeah. I'm struggling, like, honestly, because a lot of these are ebooks, and I like consuming audiobooks while I'm playing Stardew Valley. That is my shit. That's my decompression. And so, like, stopping that and, like, physically reading these books has been difficult for me because I have the attention span of a fucking hamster. I mean, I don't, like...
Absolutely. That's absolutely been my problem as well. Like, I am shooting through the audiobooks because I can do them and I can do something else while I do them. And I feel like it took me years to get into audiobooks, but then once I got into them, like, I can't, I barely want to read. I just want to listen to them.
Same. That's where I'm at. I'm listening to an audiobook right now called Lore of the Wilds. And it's really, that one's really good. It's out already on Kindle Unlimited, and I'm listening to it on Audible. I have it because I've been so focused on school and like content creation in my Etsy shop. Like, I haven't played Stardew Valley. And so I haven't listened to the audiobook.
And audiobooks, I mean, I listen to them in the car as well. Like, every time I get in, I listen to them while I donate plasma. But then, like, my big thing is when I go on a walk, that's when I get to listen to my books. And sometimes that's what keeps me going. So that's also why I was, like, frustrated. But I'll do it while I clean, while I cook, while I do anything around the house that needs noise. Instead of playing the radio, I listen to audiobook. So self-care corner for this week, I don't know. I need to really kind of think about what I want to self-care. Did you already have something thought of?
No, actually, you know what, actually, I do have one. So, and I'm going to make a video about this later. So one of the things that I'm trying to do, because I'm having such bad CPTSD symptoms, is to regulate my nervous system. And one of the ways that I've been trying to regulate my nervous system, besides like deep breathing, is called the butterfly hug. And it's just like, and my therapist was trying to get me to do this once upon a time. And I think I was too triggered in such a triggered mindset that I couldn't focus on it. But basically, you just cross your hand over your chest like this, and then you just tap back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
and it's just the bilateral rhythm. It's like EMDR. And so it helps you, it helps regulate your nervous system. And so I've been doing that this week in moments that I have been triggered, but not in such a triggered state that I'm losing time. And it's been working out really well. So I'm going to keep doing that. And I'll probably add like my crystals with it, like just do this and hold crystals and like deep breathe.
That seems, I mean, that's a really great one. I guess for me, I'm going to try to get off the games a little bit and try to get off my phone a little bit more so I can get
definitely
present and have less anxiety about doing things. I notice when I stay off my phone, that does improve those things. So I think, honestly, staying off my phone in general is kind of this week's goal.
Definitely. I have had I have a designated time on the weekends where I don't touch my phone at all now, because I've switched the mindset of my phone being a leisure time to work. Mm-hmm. I need time away from work. And so I need time away from my phone and social media and my emails and my Etsy shop and like stuff like that. So like Friday and Saturday night, I was going to turn my phone off. That's a good idea. I'm glad that we both recognized that though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is. I noticed it this week because my anxiety overall is better. Like my head's so much quieter, but I'm still just like too overwhelmed, like thinking about making the cooking video tonight, even though it's super simple, even though it's super easy. I'm just like want to throw up thinking about it because I still feel overwhelmed. So
yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't even think I'm gonna post. If I come up with an idea to post on social media today, I will, but I haven't. So I don't think I'm not gonna force it.
Yeah,
like
I gotta make dinner either way, so yeah. Like I can video myself making dinner.
I have to make dinner, but I'm not doing cooking, so
that's true.
I'm like, nope. I've already done my crystal content, so we're good.
All right. Well, thanks everyone so much, and have a good week.
Bye, guys. Bye.